This is Senator Al Simpson. Are the courts truly so overloaded that really tough crooks slip through the system without ever being prosecuted? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last year in New York City, out of the 230,000 cases handled by the criminal court, there was adequate time for only 973 trials. That's less than 1%. The other 200,000-plus cases were carefully managed or mismanaged by paper shufflers. Half of these cases were dismissed. The rest pleaded guilty, but even then, only 1% were ever sentenced to terms over 6 months. Ted, justice delayed is justice denied. Worse than that, mocking the Bill of Rights guarantee of due process weakens our society and sends a clear message to these crooks that they can get away with crime simply because the bureaucracy can't handle the load and is breaking down. There's got to be a better way.
Al, you stop before the hard part, the answer. The question is serious. I don't blame you for stopping short. Your hardline, right-wing, lock-em-up, build-more-prisons mentality is making the problem worse. It's also costing billions we can't afford. According to a study just released by the Sentencing Project, the United States continues to have the highest incarceration rate in the world. 4 out of every 1,000 Americans are in prison, 1.1 million prisoners in all. The cost of their incarceration is an astronomical $20 billion a year. Criminal justice practitioners agree, Al, your approach is taking us down an expensive dead-end path. Federal, state, and local officials know we can't build our way out of overcrowded prisons. Why construct an $80,000 prison cell to jail an addict when a drug treatment program could break his habit for a fraction of that amount and make society safer, too? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on students who carry guns to their schools. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.